This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. While everyone's watching healthcare at a different address in Washington, D.C. today, a group of officials are debating the other issue that affects every woman, man, and child in America, the cost of borrowing. The Federal Reserve wraps up its policy meeting today. While they're not hiking interest rates today by virtually all accounts, we may get a new readout on the economy. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more.
One of the Fed's mandates is to keep prices stable. That means keeping inflation from running rampant. Raising interest rates can help. As the economy's grown and unemployment's fallen, there's been speculation that inflation could take off. Austin Goolsbee is an economist at the University of Chicago. He says that speculation's getting old.
Isn't that the same thing you said 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
Goolsbee says growth has been okay, but not enough to make inflation spike. Michael Pierce is with Capital Economics. He says even if inflation doesn't increase, other factors could warrant an interest rate hike.
If unemployment continues to fall below 4%, as many surveys suggest that it will, then I think the Fed will want to raise interest rates even before it sees a pickup in inflation.
Because low unemployment means you need higher wages to attract workers, and higher wages are one precursor to inflation. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.